Carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise. give me, at the conclusion of worship assemblies and several Lord's Day mornings, you've been just thought that the lesson touched you or maybe your neighbor. Or it should have touched your neighbor, maybe. But I always appreciate the good words that you say to me. I know Dennis is going to be away Wednesday night, so I'll cover for him Wednesday night. And we're going to go back and look at the lesson on Jesus' instructional prayer and why we don't have a recitation of that in our assembly. And that thought came to mind when I attended my daughter-in-law's father's funeral last Thursday morning up in Glendora, and they had the congregation repeat that prayer. And I wondered, what does that prayer have any, prayer has anything to do with a funeral or the death of someone? Maybe a thought, maybe even work a thought in there, but they just had that, recited that. So we're going to talk about that prayer, why we don't use that prayer and recite it. So that'll be Wednesday night's lesson. The next Lord's Day morning, I'll be working on that one. We're going to talk about the inspiration of the Bible. Why our proof that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. I think I'll title the lesson that. How is the Bible the inspired Word of God? So that'll be Sunday morning. And Sunday night, the next one on one another, so it's forbearing and bear one another's burdens next Sunday night. So make your plans accordingly. I think I'll find a place to go. the lesson is 432. 432. First and last.
Oh, Shabbat.
Good standing. Good song. I like the lesson of the song, though. You know, it's just what I need. Number 473, and then Clarence will have your scripture reading. 473.
Say